This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Communities across Colorado will start receiving the first batch of opioid settlement money in the coming weeks. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
Southern Colorado, including Pueblo and the San Luis Valley, will get almost $3 million. Denver will get more than $4 million. And Larimer County will get $2 million. This is the first round of grants from settlement money that came from lawsuits against pharmaceutical companies. A council with various local government representatives decided where the money goes and how much each area of the state gets based on overdose deaths, the number of prescriptions written, and other measures gauging how each community was affected by the opioid crisis. Communities from across the state can apply for funding for the next 18 years. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Colorado Springs City Council has approved a settlement of at least $100,000 with a woman who attended a Black Lives Matter protest in the summer of 2020. KRDO reports Tara Haddam filed a lawsuit after she says she was hit in the face with pepper spray by Colorado Springs police despite posing no threat to the officers. In February, the city settled a separate lawsuit with another protester. Train service from Union Station to the airport will be less frequent for most of October. RTD will cut A-line service down to every 30 minutes for about a month while they conduct repairs. The A-line is RTD's most used train, with more than 500,000 passengers in 2022 thus far. This is CPR News and KRCC.